Air Country 95.3. 750 and right now 40 degrees here in Greenfield. Today a mostly cloudy day. There's a chance for a couple of breaks of sunshine, but there's also a chance for a shower this afternoon. Mid to upper 50s for today. A visit from Mick from Montague Webworks. Good morning, bud.
Morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Spending some time online?
I am doing that, as I do. It is as is my wont.
Yes, I understand.
Yes.
That's why we head to you. When it comes to new websites to check out each week, where we're going?
Well, this week we're going to look at festival, something that's coming up this coming weekend. It's the Franklin County Spring Parade.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Is it on Saturday or
that's
Sunday?
That's on Saturday.
Okay.
That's on Saturday, starting in front of Sheffield School in Turner's Falls up on the hill.
Yep.
Right on Crocker Avenue there. And for me, this event is like the beginning, the kickoff it's turning into, at least for me. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it for you as well? The kickoff of festival and you know, fun season. It's the first big event that happens.
I like fun season.
That's right. That's right. So there's a lot of people. And you can go to Facebook.com/Montague Parade. He's got a Facebook page, not a full website.
Who's
for
he?
It. That's Mike Nelson.
Oh.
Mike Nelson. He's also the guy responsible for Pumpkin Fest.
Yeah.
And the parade for the Franklin County Fair. And I think there's one other thing that he does. He's a wacky guy. He likes doing stuff.
Evidently.
I guess a little bit like me, because I got a couple of things too.
All right. So what do you know about the spring parade? How long has this been going on?
This is the second year.
Oh,
last year
so
was
it's
the first
new.
Year. Yeah, it's a still baby event.
Yep.
Like many others in the area. Last year, I think the stats are, if you go to his page you just read this morning, he had 700 people walking in the parade. It's a 3-mile route. Starts in front of the school, hooks a left, goes down Montague Street to the police fire station, hooks a left, hangs another left up Miller's Falls Road, cuts across in front of Scotty's, and then comes back, I guess, High Street.
Right, the towards street. The school again.
Back toward the school, and it ends. It's a 3-mile route. And a lot of people. And last year, he estimates about 4,000 people watched the parade.
Wow.
For a first-time event, it's pretty good. And so it'll be more this year, especially if it's nice weather.
Well, let's check out the weather for Saturday. Hold on one second.
He's bringing it up, folks.
Sunny skies, 67.
Nice.
Well, that's what they say on Tuesday, so that could change. But right now, we're looking pretty good.
We're looking pretty good. That's not quite the sunburn weather, but, you know, bring a hat anyway.
Because
if you're in the parade, you'll be walking for about 3 hours. It's a long...
Are you in the parade this year?
I'm in the parade.
I
got two floats like it did last year.
Two?
Two.
You are such an overachiever.
Well, I'm part of one, but I'm not organizing the people that are actually in it. So Mutton and Mead is going to be in it. We're going to have our horses again.
Yep.
We talked about this last year. I listened to last year's show. So we're going to have the giant horses, the draft horses.
Oh, yeah, those big scary animals.
Big scary horses. And they're not that scary.
To some people.
At least two. There might be four. And then a bunch of people dressed up and handing out flyers and stuff and singing songs and inviting and cajoling you to come see Robin Hood.
The
accent.
It's going to be, what month is it? I remember
It's June. Mutton and Meat is June. This week, this year, it's a whole weekend. And it's the weekend after Father's Day. It's June 23rd and 24th.
All right.
So that's cool.
So the Mutton and Meat folks and Scary Animals will be marching in this Saturday's
parade, as well as the Soapbox Derby.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's right. So we'll be in front of the horses, as opposed to walking after the horses.
Smart move.
I made that a specification.
You learn from experience.
Thinking ahead, from experience. That's right.
Okay, so the Spring Parade has a Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Montague Parade.
Gotcha.
And it's this Saturday, and it starts at 1 o'clock. And if you're in the parade, get there by 11 to start setting up and everything. And there'll be food vendors, et cetera, for you if you're waiting in line.
And more information at the website. Of course, Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% store. We tell you to reach our 30% store by heading to the Bear Country website at bear953.com. Mick is a part of our 30% store, his business, Montague Webworks.
That's right. And we do websites fast. And, you know, I talked to a couple of people like, oh, some people contacted me last year and said, yeah, we're thinking about doing it, and I'll contact them 6 months later. So did you do anything? No, we haven't gotten around to it. It's like, well, if you hired me, it would have been done.
Right. And maybe you would have had, are you referencing businesses in the area?
That's right.
Well, maybe if they had that new website, generate a little bit more business,
That's
too.
Right. You'd been up already.
There you go. Montague Webworks on our 30% store at bear953.com. 755 right now, 40 degrees.